Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about calling someone an effing moron. You know, you don't start out there. That's pretty near a final exclamatory heave after exhausting all other slanders. Fool, jerk, pinhead, nitwit, idiot, nincompoop, moron, and then effing moron. So Secretary of State Rex Tillerson must have been at the end of his rope when he flung that particular phrase of scorn and derision at Donald Trump after the president said he wanted to increase our nuclear arsenal to 1969 levels of about 30,000 warheads as opposed to the 4,000 we have now. Pentagon officials were supposedly aghast and had to give a quick clinic as to how today's 4,000 are much more effective than the 30,000 we had 50 years ago. They probably used a big pie chart with numbers and arrows in primary colors. Donald Trump is the guy who, as a candidate, said he knew a lot about nuclear because his uncle was a physicist at MIT. You know, my cousin worked at the animation room where Tinkerbell was created, but that doesn't mean I can poop fairy dust and fly. When questioned about the insult, the former New York City real estate developer challenged Secretary Tillerson to an IQ test. And to his credit, Tillerson was discreet enough not to say that Trump couldn't spell IQ if you spotted him the I and told him the rest was hidden between the P and the R and rhymed with you. Makes you wonder how they prep the aerodynamic quail for state dinners. Do they use hand puppets? George W. Bush may have been a Wheel of Fortune president in a Jeopardy world, but Donald Trump acts more like a chutes and ladders guy. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.